Good morning. It's Medicine Ball Caravan time here on Public Radio, KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Going to get to the new one by, well, I guess I should call him X. I don't know. I don't know. There's a possibility these guys could reform someday. Sonic Youth guitarist Lee Ranaldo and the Dust have a new album called Last Night on Earth. An extended track called The Rising Tide. And then take that into a new one by the group Dark Side. They are the duo of Dave Harrington and electronics wizard Nicholas Jarr. We'll hear something from Psychic, the new album by Dark Side. Let's start off with some Brother Deej. Deej heading to Europe quite shortly, right on the cusp of the release of his new album, How to Kill a Horse, that will be out in early November. In just about another 4 weeks from it, this is Judgment Day.
Revelations, tales of a holy war, one that may have started before we were born. Prophets see the future in kingdoms of stone. Ain't none of them know which way the gavel gonna fall on judgment. Ashes, dust to the dust of all. Some will walk on water while others tend to crawl. The signs above the young sin, some come from below. You're gonna meet the devil, man. Don't wait for the governor's call on judgment. Oh,
That's a brand new one by the duo known as Dark Side. Something called Paper Trails from their new album entitled Psychic. Before that, Lee Ranaldo and the Dust with The Rising Tide from Last Night on Earth, Lee Ranaldo's new album. And Brother Deej began with Judgment Day from his new one coming out in about another 4 weeks. From How to Kill a Horse, it was Judgment Day here on The Caravan, where it's 18 minutes past the hour. ...30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. A high of around, 88 degrees. A southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 30% chance of showers overnight, continuing through tomorrow into Friday night. And, of course, we're keeping our eyes on the Gulf. On wherever Tropical Storm Karen heads. It should be making the coast sometime Saturday during the morning. So anyway, we're keeping our eyes on that as well. Currently, it's 82 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. This evening at the Thinstead Center in Grand Coteau, there will be an evening of poetry with writers Liz Burke and Kelly Clayton. The Thinstead Center is located at 268 Church Street in Grand Coteau. For more information, contact Patrice Melnick at festivalwords@gmail.com, or her number is 254-9695. Also, the 11th Annual Latin Music Festival takes place in Park International this Saturday. Hopefully there won't be too much rain. There's only about a 30% chance, I think, still predicted for this time on Saturday. Live music at the Latin Music Festival this year will be include groups like Rio Luminoso, Mariachis Jalisco, Vivas, Casa Samba, and others. Again, that's in Park International, beginning at, I think, at 11 a.m., going until 10 p.m. in the evening. From Afraid of Heights, this is new by the group Waves.
Ah.
That's the group Savages, the all-female quartet from their latest album entitled Silence Yourself and Strife. Before that, Iggy and the Stooges from 1969, produced by John Cale, from their debut album. No one knew what to make of this record at the time, and probably still don't to this day, but it's a classic. I Want to Be Your Dog. And Waves, the group Waves, with their tune, Dogs, from Afraid of Heights, their latest release.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
Looking at the Medicine Ball calendar, Sam Broussard will perform this evening at the Blue Dog Cafe. It's Nickel Beer at Rhythms on the River in River Ranch. That begins at around 5:30 p.m. The group England in 1819 and Whole Damn Town perform Artmosphere tonight. Gerard Delafosse will be at the Blue Moon. It's Kelly Keeling's Piano Night at the Backstage Bar and Grill. And open mic at the Wild Salmon. And David Egan doing his weekly performance at Charlie G's. On tomorrow, tomorrow, 12 noon, the new season, the fall season of Buck Lunch begins in Parc Sanssouci. KRVS, one of the sponsors. I'll be there doing the announcements. Les Frères Michaud will be performing. Again, that's from 12 till 1 o'clock. The traditional opener, Les Frères Michaud, Buck Lunch. Downtown Alive resumes tomorrow afternoon with Louisiana Red. That also happens in Parc Sanssouci. The Mumbles and the Pits play Artmosphere Friday night. It's the modern jazz movement at the Blue Dog Cafe. Devils in Train. That's Danny DeVillier and Dave Trainer. Get the Devil and Trainer and DeVillier and Trainer. Devils in Train. Open up for the Richard Review. Troy Richard and Richard Review at the Blue Moon Saloon. That happens Friday night. Soulfly, along with the group Havoc, play the station live. And it's the Brad Walker Quartet at Cité des Arts. On Saturday, the Latin Music Festival happens in Parc International, beginning at around 11, 12, and go through 10 in the evening. Pretty Gritty and the Cathead Biscuit Boys team up at Artmosphere Saturday evening. Lil Buck Senegal will be at the Blue Moon Saloon. Louisiana Red at Pat's Fisherman's Wharf. And the Ronnie Vice Blues Jam happens at Wawee's in Milton. On Sunday, it's Donnie and the Pool Dudes playing brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. There'll be a breast cancer benefit happening at the Blue Moon Saloon Saturday afternoon into the evening. And also Sunday evening. Did I say Saturday? This all happens on Sunday. On Sunday, there will be Western Swing once again with the group Stop the Clock. They include Charlene Howard, Gary Newman, Gary Granger, Sam Broussard, Kurt Boudreau, David Greeley, John Buckaloo, and others. That happens at the Feed and Seed, kicking off at about 6 o'clock and going until 9 o'clock. Coming up at 12 noon today, Old Gold with Lee Klein Peter, and at 1 o'clock, Joanna Devine with the Avalon Variety Hour. This is the Nashville group known as JAG, fronted by Tyler King, and their number entitled White Horse. tell you about some of the music we've been listening to for the past several minutes. From 1966 there, out of Chicago, came the Crying Shames, a big hit of theirs. Actually, it was a cover of a British hit by the Searchers, Sugar and Spice. Before that, the Tyler, Texas garage band known as Mouse and the Traps, who had two pretty big regional hits back in circa 1966. That one was Made of Sugar, Made of Spice, which in the beginning sounded a lot like kind of an Electric Donovan. And it's kind of funny when you think that their other big regional hit, A Public Execution, actually sounded like a ripoff of Subterranean Homesick Blues or something by Dylan. Mouse in the Traps with Made of Sugar, Made of Spice. Before that, one of the greatest rock and roll tracks of all time from 1965 out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Most unique sound, almost mystical, The Castaways and their tune Liar, Liar. Ethan Johns, before that, the British producer, put out a solo record earlier this year. It's called If Not Now, Then When. We heard a very 60s garage-sounding track, pretty much a riff of Gloria, Don't Reach Too Far. And then out of Nashville, Tennessee, we began with the group JAG, which I have very little information about. Hard to find anything about this group. I know they're fronted by Tyler King. The opening track to their EP, it's called White Horse, here on the Caravan on KRVS. Good Old Frida, a new documentary by Ryan White about the Beatles' trusted friend and secretary, Frida Kelly, will be screening. It's a brand-new documentary getting a lot of great reviews. It will be screening as part of the Cane Fire film series. It'll screen Monday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the James Devin Munkus Theater. That's right, Good Old Frida, a new Beatles documentary presented by Cane Fire Film Series. If you'd like a free pair of tickets to see that screening on Monday, October 14th, I'll take caller number 5 here at the studio line, 482-6991. That's 482-6991. Caller number 5 wins tickets to Good Old Frida, presented by the Cane Fire Film Series. And these are the Beatles.
Come on, 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 come on
we're not only seeing monkeys, we're hearing monkeys here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Rolling Stones there with Monkey Man from Let It Bleed, and the Beatles, John Lennon more specifically, with Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except From Me and My Monkey, taken from the White Album, and again the documentary Good Old Frida, a new documentary on the Beatles. Former Secretary Frida Kelly will screen at the Acadiana Center for the Arts on Monday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Great music coming up ahead with Lee Kleinpeter and Old Gold, the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine. We've got the Blues Box tomorrow. We've got Zydeco and Cajun music all weekend, world music. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great weekend. Come on back. We'll do this again on Monday. This is Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.